You are listening to Cruciform Press production of Who Am I? By Jerry Bridges. This book is read by Alistair Begg. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Jerry Bridges. Published by Cruciform Press in English as Who Am I? Copyright 2012 by Jerry Bridges. All rights reserved. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Cruciform Press. Who Am I? Identity in Christ. Jerry Bridges, Cruciform Press, released March 2012. To Dawn, whose gracious perseverance in the face of adversity has been a constant challenge to me. Jerry Bridges. Introduction. Who are you? The man sitting to my left at a dinner referred to himself as a carpenter. Carpentry is his vocation, but it is not who he is. A lady with a broken marriage said to a friend, "I am just a failure." And although she had failed in her marriage, that is not who she is. I grew up in moderate poverty. To this day, my default answer to the question, "Who am I?" is, I am the little boy growing up on the dirt street alongside the railroad track. But that is not who I am. These three responses illustrate the common tendency to answer the question, "Who am I?" in terms of some subjective experience. Many of us answer in terms of our vocation. Others focus on a particularly formative or emotional experience. I serve with the Navigators Collegiate Ministry, primarily focusing on staff development. But I am familiar enough with the student scene to know that many young people arrive at college from difficult family backgrounds or carrying the baggage of their own sinful lifestyles during their high school days. As a result, many of them have low or even negative self-images. Many, if honest, would answer the question, "Who am I?" in terms of their negative or sinful experiences. As Christians, however, our identity is to be found in our relationship with Christ, not in our subjective and often negative life experiences. In our ministry to students, therefore, we seek to help them become aware of their position and identity in Christ, so that their answer to the question, "Who am I?" is based on what it means to be in Christ. There is no short and simple answer to the question, "Who am I in Christ?" That position involves both privileges and responsibilities. It involves some tremendously astounding truths about us, but also faces us with some sobering facts that are just as true. In this book, we're going to look at 8 different answers to the question, "Who am I?" It is my prayer that these 8 answers will give us a balanced, biblical view of what it means to be in Christ. 1. I am a creature. When we begin to answer the question, "Who am I?" we need to start with the most basic truth about us. We are created beings. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. Genesis 1:27. While being made in God's image puts us on an entirely different plane from any of the animals, we are still creatures. This makes us both dependent upon God and accountable to God. Utterly dependent. One of the most basic truths about all creatures is that we are dependent on God. Psalms 145, 15 and 16 says, "The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, you satisfy the desire of every living thing." This passage refers primarily to the animal kingdom, but the principle of dependency applies to human beings as well. Food. In most respects, we share our dependencies with the animal kingdom. However, there is at least one significant difference. God ordained that we humans should work to produce much of our food. See Genesis 2:15. And in this very work, we can develop a sense of independence from God. We begin to think that our material needs are met solely through our own hard
work. Sample complete. Ready to continue?